Hello English Podcast, a podcast for EFL learners and teachers. Hello everyone, this is one more episode of the Follow English Podcast. Today is December the 22nd, Monday 2014. And my name is Marcos Gazana. I'm speaking from Porto Alegre in the south of Brazil. Today I'm going to do a 2014 wrap-up, and I'm also going to talk about the last 11 episodes. So this is a podcast summary, in fact. And as it's the last one I'm going to record this year, I'm also going to be doing a quick 2014 wrap-up. So let me start by reading some of the episodes, the last episodes. I'm going to read their titles and make a brief comment on the content. So I'm going to go from episode 41, which was published on the 7th of November, all the way up to this very last episode, which I recorded on the 19th, last Friday, on the 19th of December. So episode 41, the title is How to Use During, For and While. Here I explain the difference between during, which is normally followed by a noun phrase, so during the summer, for, which is followed by a time expression, for a long time, or for 3 months, or for 10 years, something like that. And in while, which is followed by a full clause, while I was reading the newspaper. Then in episode 42, I cover, episode 42, the title was Why Some Learners Fail to Succeed in Language Learning. Here I talked a little bit about different profiles that sometimes learners have, and why they sometimes fail to learn a foreign language. Moving on, on episode 43, the title is Collocations with the Verb Have, and in this one I covered a number of collocations with the verb have, like have dinner, have a shower, have a break. And I also talked a little bit about the meaning I talked about collocations in general and in light verbs. Then episode 44 was about collocations with the verb take. So the title is Collocations with the Verb Take. And again, very similar to the previous one, but this time with the verb take. Episode 45, I talked about the future of English, the future of English as a global language. I talked a little bit about Globish, or about English as a lingua franca, and the future. And basically, I gave my opinion, and that was it. Then for episode 46, the title was the title is The Difference Between Make and Do. And here again, this one involves a little bit more of grammar, because I talk about the structures and meaning as well, because I talk about the difference in meaning between the two of them. And I gave some collocations with make and some collocations with do. So this was an interesting podcast episode. Moving on, episode 47, the title is IELTS Academic Writing Task 1. So here I gave tips about how to deal well with writing task 1. That's for the academic version. If you're preparing for IELTS, I strongly recommend you listen to this podcast as well as episode to this podcast episode, as well as episode 15, in which I give a brief overview of the whole task. So it's an episode which covers the whole IELTS, the format, and the different kinds of questions you have in the task. Then episode 48 was an interview with a former student who is living in Finland. We had a lot of fun. We talked about his experience in Finland. He's still there, so he's here in Brazil for a short vacations. And we talked about the weather, about the people in Finland. We talked about cultural issues as well. A lot of interesting things. Episode 49, the title was How to Use Ever and Never with Present Perfect Simple. So here again, a little bit of grammar. I talked about the present perfect simple tense and a little bit about how to use ever in questions. Have you ever been to Japan? Or have you ever done this or that? Have you ever eaten sushi? So you can check that out if you want to learn a little bit more about how to use ever and never. In this episode, I also talked about how to use the superlative with ever and how to talk about experience in general with both ever for questions and never for negatives. Then episode 50 was an interview with a student of mine who works with Indians, Brazilian Indians, more specifically. And we talked a lot about some misconceptions we have, both here in Brazil and maybe in other countries as well, about Indians and their culture. So it was if you're interested in this issue, it's certainly a good podcast to listen to. Then on episode 51, the title of episode 51 was IELTS Speaking Test Part 1, Do's and Don'ts. This was the last one I recorded. It was last Friday. I gave tips about how to do well in Speaking Test Part 1. And basically here, lots of tips on what to do and, of course, what not to do as well. And this is it. And here we are. We're doing episode 52. This is a wrap-up. I hope you enjoyed this the first year of the Follow English podcast. I intend to keep on working on this podcast and always trying to record at least one episode per week so that you have some regularity in your listening. I also recommend that you listen to other podcasts which are very good, and they may have different styles. Some podcasts prefer to include dialogues. I prefer to speak freely and without even, I don't have a text. I simply sit here and talk to you and I record it and that's it. I try to do the least editing I can. In fact, I haven't been editing any of my podcasts for quite a while right now. So anyway, I would also like to announce that next year I intend to start a new project, which is called Follow English Podcast Mixer. And the Follow English Podcast Mixer will involve 5 or 6 speakers, maybe a few more, speaking about a specific topic. What I did was I created some questions, and normally 3 questions per topic. So each episode of the Follow English podcast mixer, each episode will have 1 specific topic, and then a bunch of speakers, 5, 6, 7, 8, I don't know how many. I'm still working on it. So they will be answering those 3 questions freely, again, without any preparation. I simply recorded some speakers answering those questions. In fact, some of the speakers are either my students or friends or people I know. Hopefully in the future I can also have some guest speakers or some, you know, some overseas colleagues. I mean, language teachers can also help me answering some questions. That would be a great experience, you know. So let's see how it comes out. Probably in January mid-January, late January, I'll have the first episode of the Follow English podcast mixer. So stay tuned for that. Well, to finish now, I would like to remind you that the webpage for this podcast is at pod.followenglish.com.br. You can add your email to our email list and then you will get a notification every time there is a new episode out there. And you can also subscribe via iTunes or Stitcher or any other podcatcher that you might be using to reach us. I would also like to add that I included another page on the web page, you can, if you go to pod.followenglish.com.br, look for the link about the project if you want to read more about the the initial ideas before I started this podcast, what I had in mind, and so on and so forth. So thank you very much. I wish you all a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. I hope in 2015 you keep listening to me and keep learning some English. And I'll see you next time. Bye!